One of those partners is Feni Sukenik, and her story about being a woman in ultra-Orthodox society will accompany you on the path you choose to walk, whatever that may be. She was born in Haifa, but moved to Jerusalem a few years ago. How much do we know about what it's like to be a woman in ultra-Orthodox society? What are the values Feni lives by?
Hi, my name is Feni Sukenik. I'm 37 years old. I'm a social activist, feminist activist that works within the ultra-Orthodox Haredi society here in Jerusalem and in Israel.
In the ultra-Orthodox conservative society, being a divorce woman means that you failed. As a ultra-Orthodox woman, I was supposed to raise my own family, to have a big family, to have many kids, to work and to support my husband that I am about to marry one day in his learning the Torah.
The Torah is one of the biggest values that we have in the community. We believe that our society and our nation stands on the Torah learning and living according to the Torah rules. It's traditionally kept the men's role to learn the Torah. And if men are supposed to learn the Torah, and this is their job, so someone should support the family. So who would support the family? Who would bring money to the family? This is the role of the woman. And we are given the exact education for that as very specific roles for men to learning Torah in the school and very specific role for women for supporting the Torah life and having their own share in the Torah life by supporting their husbands and sons that are learning the Torah.
When I was 18, I finished high school. That was the point that I had to choose what am I going to be? What should I learn in as a professional work? And then I understood for the first time that I cannot do whatever I wanted to do. I wanted to be a doctor, and my parents said, well, this is something that you wouldn't do. So I looked for other opportunities, and I became an English teacher. I didn't want to be a teacher. I felt that for the first time I'm doing things that I don't want just because of community. Because I knew a Jewish woman can be a doctor. Maybe this is not according to the community rules, but this is not against the Torah laws. So this was the first time that I felt this tension between the values of the Torah and the important values of the community. And I felt that the community is shrinking my world in a way that I didn't like. And I was working, and my parents were very stressed because I was 21 and I wasn't engaged even, and all my friends were married almost. My mother used to say that she wished that she would marry me when I was 18, because when I was 21, I had some ideas and I didn't want this, and he wasn't smart enough. And I was meeting on blind dates boys that were learning from the age of 13 to the age of 20 in a yeshiva, which means an only boys Torah study for all their years. This was my first time of meeting like boys that was their first time meeting girls. And this is not about like fun. This is about serious conversation about life.
Because it's a conversation about getting married, essentially.
Yes, and it comes really quickly. And when I was 20, 21, I met my husband. He was yeshiva boy. And after 6 dates, we got engaged. Finally, I was getting married. And my parents was relieved. And when I was 23, I had my first daughter. When I was 25, I had my second son. When I was 27, I had my third son. And after some years of faking it and trying to be some woman that I am not, I felt that it couldn't go on like this. I start talking my husband and telling them, well, listen, there are some things that I cannot do anymore. I mean, I'm tired and I need your support. My ex-husband didn't understand what I'm talking about. I mean, for him, that is the life that we should live. And he was telling me, well, this is not the way I wanted to live my life. So if you are making any changes, I wouldn't stay. And when I was 28, my husband left the house. And I became a single mother with 3 kids in a divorce process. And I remember an experience that I was walking in the street of my neighborhood, which I grew, and I met one of my friends. She was my childhood friend. She knew me from the age of 4 or 5. And she saw me, and she just walked across the street. I felt that my community just wanted to push me away just because something is changed in my family status.
Did you ever consider leaving your community?
I really loved my society. I really loved my community. I am a believer. I believe in God. I believe in keeping the laws of the Torah. And this is the right way for live, for me and for my family. And I believe that if you love something, you wanted it to be better. In my society, there is a lot of kindness. There is a lot of compassion that is within the laws of the community. For example, if you have a widow in your community and you have an orphan in your community, you are supposed to help them. So I was wondering, why only for widows? If you need to be kind, you need to be kind to everyone. I was in the divorce process for 3 long years. I needed friend, I needed advice, I needed someone to talk to. I needed to express myself, so I write in my blog. On a nickname, of course, because I was afraid that everyone would talk about this and they would use it against me, and their leaders, the rabbis, would read this, and I don't know what they would do to me. I was really afraid on those days. And then after one of my posts was published, an ultra-Orthodox woman reached me and said, well, listen, I'm also divorced and you are telling exactly my story. When I understood that this is not only my story, I understood that something needed to be done. And then I founded an organization that helps separate and divorce women in the ultra-Orthodox society and the religious society here in Israel. It began with 15 women, and today we are more than 4,000 women from the ultra-Orthodox and religious communities. The name of my organization is Ba'asher Telchi in Hebrew, which means wherever you go. For me, those powerful words meant we would be with you. If no one else would be with you, we would be with you. After I founded Ba'asher Telchi, I was meeting many people in order to have volunteers to work and to help the women. And one day one of my friends told me that I needed to meet someone because it would help my organization. She said that he is ultra-Orthodox and he is a businessman, and she said, oh, he is also divorced. And then I met him for the first business meeting, and it was a really nice business meeting. And after that, we continue meeting each other for some month, and then I got married again. When we talk about continuing our life together, I was telling him, well, listen, I have 3 kids and organization. This is what you are getting. This is not only me. My husband was divorced with 2 kids. Together we had a beautiful family of 5 kids, and 2 years ago we had our first daughter together. My husband is also an ultra-Orthodox man, but he understands and thinks that he has also responsibilities on his family, and I think that I found my partner for life that understand the way I work in the world and accept it and also respect it.
You may have been imagining what Fanny looks like. In a few moments, we'll sit down so you can see her picture in your travel diary on page 23.